Single? Middle-aged? What the f-
That was cheap.
Okay, hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dolly.
Hi, Dolly.
We are in our... This is the first time we've ever recorded in our new space, in our new little podcasting area, which is fun. We're still working on putting it together, but yeah, here we are. I'm excited. What are you doing? How are you doing? We haven't been together in a hot minute.
I know. God, when was the last time we were together? I don't even remember. Was it for a concert?
It had to be for a concert, right?
Yeah, I'm thinking Boots in the Park.
Oh, yeah. Maybe it was Boots in the Park. Yeah, it's been a little...
Was that in April?
No, it had to be since then. Have we gone out since then?
We have.
I don't know.
Pick one. Well,
I can't
not
remember.
Not that I
can't remember anymore.
Of course, I don't have a memory anymore.
I don't remember anymore.
It's going away rapidly.
But we were looking on YouTube the other day, or I was looking on YouTube the other day.
She was, yeah.
And I was doing an audit of a client's YouTube, and I ended up coming across our YouTube channel and just starting to look at it and go, okay, what's been going on with our YouTube channel?
By the way, I didn't know we had a YouTube channel.
You didn't know I've been putting all these on YouTube?
I don't think so.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So yes, that's why my company does all this stuff, because this is what we do. So it's normal for me.
Right.
But we have so many great comments, and on one video, we have 71 comments on one video. We already have hundreds of subscribers. And so we just got this space, and we just set this space up and got new equipment and everything. So we're kind of excited to see, and not putting pressure. I think that's a really good way to start this off, is because, well, and this kind of sparked this morning when I woke up. So I woke up this morning and I went
thank
to go
God.
Check. Yeah, thank God. I woke up this morning. But I went to go check my Instagram, and it said, your account has been suspended. I don't have anything on Instagram right now. Nothing.
What happened? It says,
no posts. Bria, nobody can see my stuff. I started getting text messages with screenshots from my friends going, oh my God, what's going on, Michelle? I can't. Your Instagram is shut down. And so I have no idea. And one of my friends is like, I would be freaking out. And I'm sitting there going, in the big picture, big scheme of things, it just is totally unimportant to me. And this goes to what I was just going to say about this, about our podcast. And it bleeds over into social media, and it kind of bleeds over into other areas of life too, that I don't want to put any pressure on myself to feel like I have to post a certain number of times a day, or I have to be on Instagram. And if my Instagram gets shut down, I'm going to be freaking out because I don't have Instagram. Like, there's a lot going on in the world. I really don't think that that is that big of a deal. But I know a lot of people, like my friend who was texting me, and she's like, I would be freaking out.
Does she make money off of her Instagram account?
No, I mean, she posts ads to her events and stuff on Instagram. And I put a lot of work stuff. I really post a lot of my work stuff on there. So, I mean, that's kind of a bummer. I'm not able to put, you know, I would normally be sharing today that I'm, you know, eyeballs deep in a social media YouTube audit for one of our brand new clients. We're doing a full podcast audit, a full YouTube audit, so that she can rebrand and see kind of what's been going on, what's been working, what hasn't been working, all that good stuff. So that is for me probably the only concern, is that I can't post my work stuff on there. But other than that, I mean, there's other ways that I can, you know, post stuff. I'm still on Facebook, or I'm still on, you know, some other platforms, or just email people, you know, and start sending out maybe a mass email talking about, you know, my photo tip Tuesdays or whatever I'm doing. My company's page didn't get shut down. It was just my personal, and I have no idea why. So I reached out.
Don't they tell you?
No, they just said your account's been suspended. And so
they don't say why?
No, it didn't tell me why. And so I clicked on it, and it said something about you have to verify your identity or something. And then it says we're going to verify your identity within the next 24 hours. And so I went in to submit in a kind of an appeal about the suspension. And it said, you can't, I couldn't even submit an appeal because it said, we need to verify your identity. So I don't know if I got hacked or if somebody tried to pretend to be me. I have no idea what happened. I can't find out any information. But on a personal level, we're just kind of doing this because we love it and it's fun and yeah. we have something to say as middle-aged single women out there, you know, still trying to shake it up and make things happen.
Drum up dates. Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, I just don't want that kind of pressure. I think it's really, really unhealthy. And my friend saying today that she would be freaking out really got me thinking about the amount of pressure that people put on themselves to post and be seen and the comments. It feels like a lot of pressure that people put on themselves now.
Well, it is, because those people are making money. So they have contracts with all their products that they're, you know, I use this today. And then tomorrow you're using something else and you swear by that too. And it's like, okay, what are you really using? You know, that kind of a thing. And with podcasts, if they've picked up a sponsor, they have an obligation and a contract to produce on that as well. So we're not in that boat yet. So, and I say yet because who knows?
Who knows? We might. I mean,
and then if we do, then, you know, pressure's on, girlfriend.
I think that might be the difference. If we're getting paid for it, that might be where the difference lies, because then it doesn't become something that we're just doing in our spare time for fun, getting together, chit-chatting. If you're getting paid for it, it becomes your job. And that brings a whole, that takes everything to a whole nother level.
Yeah, it does. It does. And the thing is, because I have seen some of these where they've, you know, I can think, I won't say it, but it was one way and then it went on another platform and sponsors, and now the podcast is completely different and it's not the same. And I'm not,
I know who you're talking about.
I don't like it as well.
I don't like
it. And
that.
I don't want us to do
that. I don't listen
to
it anymore.
I don't. I only listen when I'm on my walk and I'm out of all my other podcasts.
Yeah.
Then I'm like, okay, let me go over here and plug in and see what's going on over there. But
it got too corporate.
Way too
it
corporate.
It got really corporate. It was a really, really, really popular. It still is a really popular podcast that used to be really fun and kind of raw. But you're right. It really got too corporate. And you know, for us, if we ever get to that level, I really don't want that to happen.
But even
for people that aren't making money on social media and aren't making money, do you feel like there's so much pressure being on social media to post and to be seen and to stick, you know, to be up with the latest trends? We're up with the latest trends because it's my business to do that for our clients.
Right.
But I see the pressure even on a personal level that's just, I don't know, it just feels really unhealthy.
It's addicting. It's unhealthy. You get in that mode of you're comparing yourself. I mean, we used to just compare ourselves to the Vogue magazine that came out once a month or once a week, whatever it came out, you know, and it's like, okay, you'd read through it and you'd, you know, ear tag some pages and then you'd get rid of it until the next month. It's in our face every single day, all day long, 24/7. And it's Instagram, it's Facebook, it's TikTok, it's YouTube.
It's all of it.
Yeah. And it's like, I've been sucked in.
Oh,
before I know it, it's like 3 hours. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, me too. Totally.
Like, this is not okay.
Yeah.
And I never was on my phone the way I am now with those platforms prior to the pandemic, ever. I never even went on TikTok prior to the pandemic. Pandemic happened and it was like TikTok opened a whole new world. But
I wonder if...
And it's not healthy. I can tell you right now, it's not healthy.
So the people being at home, not having anything else to do, being on their phones during the pandemic, getting totally sucked into social media. Do you think the pandemic created almost this social media phone addiction on a whole nother level? Like, increase that sort of addiction to that in a whole nother way. Now that the pandemic is kind of, you know, that's, you know, kind of becoming a thing of the past. Do you think people are having a really hard time breaking their addiction? Has it become what? I never even thought about this until right this second.
And I think with the pandemic, what happened was, I think the younger generation was always on it because they've had a phone in their hand since they were four.
Yeah.
We haven't, mm-hmm. our generation, you know, our age group. So what happened, I think, with the pandemic is this whole other age group came in to that, to those arenas and those platforms. And we got sucked in. I know I did.
Yeah.
And yes, I don't have an addictive personality, but there are times where there's an hour goes by too, and I'm thinking, oh my gosh, put your phone away. You can't do this. This is wasting time. It's just such a waste of time.
Oh my gosh. I think I want to know, I would love to know the statistics and the numbers on how many people were on there. You know how your phone shows you how much you've been on your phone in a day?
Yeah, don't look at that.
I don't. Yeah, don't look at that. But I mean, I wonder the numbers pre-pandemic. How many people were on their phone? How many people were on social media? And then now during the pandemic and post-pandemic, I would love a comparison of those numbers. I would like to see those numbers because I do think that it bred and fed this. And I don't have an addictive personality either, but I feel like it really, really bred this addiction to, maybe it's not even just the information, but it was sort of, you know, the feelings and the endorphins and the different things that we got during the pandemic, looking at our phones all the time and, you know, watching the videos and being on social media. And I mean, I feel like that is going to be a tough habit to break or addiction to break.
Well, and shopping, like I got sucked into all the shopping, you know, because I'm watching all these influencers. I'm like, oh my gosh, that's cute. Let me buzz over here. And, you know, next thing I know, I'm okay, I'll buy that.
Oh yeah. Bria just told me the other day, she's like, because she's my executive assistant and she handles my emails. And she's like, oh my God, Mom, what else did you order on Amazon? Like every time I look at your email, you have something else that's been ordered and delivered. Like what's going on? It became so easy to shop online for groceries, for literally everything. For everything. It became so easy. And that's another thing. That's another addiction. Like it became so easy to just swipe and buy. I mean, I can't tell you how many times I have bought from an ad on Instagram clothes and stuff. Yeah. I mean, all the time.
Me too. All the time. All the time.
Well, I had to, okay, so much that my feed was just clogged with ads because, you know, you click one or two and you order from one or two and now it's all they serve you. It's all you see all day long. It's annoying. So then I had to start going in and going, hide ad, irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
Hide ad, irrelevant, so that my feed wouldn't be clogged up with all these ads for clothes for
hilarious.
For Key West.
Because you wanted the same thing. I'm like, why is all this stuff popping up? And I have to do the same thing. Hit those three dots. Hide ad, irrelevant.
Irrelevant. Yeah. Hide ad, irrelevant. Yes. Over and over.
And so what happened to me was because where I live, not a lot of delivery services go out there, right? So I was always having to go to my mailbox, which is inconvenient and, you know, 15 minutes away, blah, blah, blah. Well, and lo and behold, Amazon does happen to deliver at our home.
Danger.
Big
warning.
Mistake.
Danger.
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 Danger. Yeah. Amazon, between me and the people that have the main house, Amazon is probably at our door every single day.
We should be playing the new, we should be playing the Top Gun song, Highway to the Danger Zones. For sure,
totally,
right now.
Totally, completely. Yeah. I mean, once I learned Amazon would deliver to the house, that was a game changer for me.
Not in a good way.
Oh, no. Cat food, cat toy,
okay, well,
everything.
That's in a good way, but it keeps us from socializing.
I'm not going to the pet store and
seeing other doggy owners and kitty owners and
not that I don't care about
looking at
that,
stuff.
But
I do.
I know you do. But yeah, So now even I don't groceries. Even have a dog,
so I just want to go there just to
say hi.
Just to say hi.
To pet. To get a pet in.
I need a pet fix, so I just go to Petco for no reason.
Oh, God. You can go to the dog park for that.
Okay, I don't. But I did go by Petco the other day. I was walking. I was trying to just go to Sprouts. I'm like, I'm just going to go. I just need to run into Sprouts to get something in there. They're having a freaking dog adoption out front of Petco next door.
Don't look.
That was so difficult for me. Which is also, like, the entire pandemic, I didn't have my pet, my little, sweet little min pin Spiky boy.
Yeah, that's true.
No, he passed, a few months before the pandemic.
Before, yes.
And so I was, like, legitimately solo, alone in my place through the whole thing. And it was a little tough at first to kind of get used to all the different changes that were going on with my brother. My daughter now is just madly crazy in love, talking marriage and babies. And, you know, she found her person. So that worry, the amount of worry and stress off my plate with that entire situation has been a miracle. We were just talking about what a godsend he is in her life.
He is.
Stephen, you're such a godsend.
In your life, too.
And in my life, really, really big godsend in my life, because my daughter has multiple sclerosis, and she she went away to college and has a couple relapses. I've been traveling for business and got a phone call and had to rush home on more than one occasion because she's had a relapse and is being rushed to the hospital. And so it's just this incredibly, I'm just incredibly grateful for him in her life, because I know now that no matter what, he's got her every single time. He's the most caring, loving, amazing guy for her. So that's been a really big blessing. But I haven't had Spike. And then Bria's got her man. And my brother Ernie, you know, he passed away his battle with cancer. He's not suffering anymore. But I'm not taking care of him anymore either. So all of this, and I'm shopping like a maniac during the pandemic. Like, I feel like that was kind of my drug too.
Yeah.
Social media. It was the ease of shopping. It was kind of, that was how we were numbing out during the pandemic. And now coming out of it, it's like, I'm walking by the pet store. I'm sending my daughter pictures going, his name is Jack. I feel like maybe me and Jack are meant to be. She's like, Mom, no, walk away. Because I travel so much. But I miss that type of interaction. I miss going to the store. When I do go walk by the pet store and I see other dog owners coming in and out with their pets, I'm like, oh, I do feel that. I'm like, I kind of miss all that. I don't go to the dog park. I don't get to do any of that, you know? And even when I go to the grocery store, I feel like I'm happy to finally be there. But I know a lot of people are still not there yet. They're still not getting out of their house. They're still not ordering from Amazon Fresh or from Instacart. They're still getting all their food and stuff delivered. And I think it just completely, again, change the dynamic of how people socialize in a big, huge way.
Yeah.
And I mean, do you think it hit our generation harder than maybe a younger generation? I know it hit the older generation really, really hard, but we're in that sort of middle generation where I don't know how it hit our generation in general, but I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, that you bring up an interesting point. Well, I think it did hit us. I mean, you know, I can only talk from being single. It was so isolating. You know, like you were just saying, you know, I mean, at least I had a cat, you know, I mean, my first cat passed away during part of that and I had to wait until, so I was alone for about 6 months, 7 months during all of that as well. But it does help to have a pet, I will say that. But I think it was isolating, very isolating.
Yeah.
And even, I think, if you had a partner, then you had to get used to that person being there. And, you know, then the homeschooling. Yeah, I think it changed all of us.
Yeah.
A lot.
What are some things that we could be doing to break some of those new sort of addictions like that? What are some of the things that we should be doing? What do you think are some of the things that all of us could be doing a little bit more of? I mean, are we all still going hiking as much? Are we going for walks on the beach? Are we getting back to the things that we loved to do before the pandemic? Are we traveling? What is happening? I mean, I've been traveling a lot. I travel a ton. So I see the airports that are busy. I see the full airplanes. I know travel is really happening now. There's a lot going on. Other countries are opening up. All of that is happening. I just went on a cruise. I mean, there's just been a lot. I can see where people are getting out and doing more things. But what about the people that are stuck on their phones? They're totally addicted to social media. They're totally addicted to shopping online still. What should we be doing?
What should we be doing personally, or we be doing? What should we be doing to like help them?
What should we be doing personally, but also what should we be doing collectively as a community of people who may still be stuck on their phone and just doing all their shopping online, not getting out, not doing what they should kind of be doing to be more social and get back out there?
Well, that's all fear. I mean, so, you know, I don't know. You can't be afraid to come outside and be social. You know, I mean, the restaurants are all open. A lot of them always were, you know. So if you're choosing to stay inside, then, you know, you need to take a look at that and ask yourself why. I mean, you and I didn't stay inside that much. We still ventured out quite a bit. You know, I mean, I still went to Texas. You still traveled. We still did stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we tried to find ways, even if it was a cocktail, order pizza, you know, on this street through a window with a cocktail to go. Yeah. We just still did that, you know. But a lot of people, yeah.
I kind of miss that.
Those are fun.
Yeah.
Those were fun. That was the fun that came out of that, but, you know, in a dreadful time.
Yeah.
But I don't know collectively what we could do. I don't know. I'm stumped.
I feel like I need to time block and only allow myself like 30 minutes in the morning on social media and 30 minutes in the evening. Like I need to start, because I go down the rabbit hole.
Ah.
And next thing you know, I look up and it is dark outside. Like, yeah. You know what I mean? I do.
Oh, I do know what you mean.
And it's just not healthy.
It's not healthy. And, you know, I go to bed at 10 o'clock and I'm like, oh, you know, and you know, the clock's on there. I'm thinking, okay, it's 10:30, 11, shut it down. Oh, 11:05. Okay, so 11:15, I'll shut it down. Oh, no, I'm really into this. Okay, 11:30. I'm bargaining with me. Well, who's going to lose? Me. I'm always going to lose that bargain. And then before you know it, it's 12 o'clock. And, you know, it's like, oh, now I'm not going to get my good night's sleep.
And is that what we want to be putting in our brains before we go to bed? We're not even supposed to be looking at our screens at least 2 hours at all before we go to bed.
I know.
So we've got to, I don't know, I just feel like we need to lessen the amount of pressure we put on ourselves to feel like we have to, you know, kind of be on social media and be seen and post a certain amount of times. And if our social media goes dead like mine did today, my Instagram today, not feel like we need to freak out or it's the end of the world, because honestly, it's not. Actually, it's been kind of nice. I know. Because my biggest thing is Instagram. Like, I don't really go down a rabbit hole on TikTok or Facebook or anything. My jam is Instagram. Right? You know what I mean? My jam is Instagram. Yeah, I mean, I start looking at reels. I love watching people's stories. You know, my own stories. And of course, I'm looking to see who's viewing my stories, who's answering my polls, who's liking my stuff, like what's going on. There's a whole, you know, sort of psychology behind that, that I feel today is actually felt like a really nice forced break from it, which kind of woke me up a little bit to, okay, Michelle, you should probably start stepping away from that stuff a little bit more often, and maybe just kind of, I don't know, maybe putting myself on a schedule. I don't know, restricting again. I don't want to restrict myself, but I kind of do. I don't know. It's, But today kind of made me start thinking a little bit differently about how I should start stepping away from it a little bit more and not feeling the pressure. Yeah.
And not feeling, I mean, I don't do TikTok. I flat out, I do still have the app, but I don't go on TikTok because I know I will go down that rabbit hole. I mean, so I just said, no
Reels
more.
Is the same thing though. You don't get stuck on Reels.
Not like I did TikTok. TikTok, if I saw something, I would go and Google it and then follow all the stories on that. I mean, I just got sucked in.
Oh.
Like, bad. Yeah. And then, you know, the drama. And, oh, my gosh. I would. And then, you know, I was Googling everything to figure out who these people were, what happened. You know, and it's like, oh God, you don't even know these people. Why do you care? Why do you care?
That's exhausting. And I don't know. It sounds exhausting.
But what else did we have to do?
That's true. What else did we have to do? And by the time we had other things to do, it was too late. We were hooked.
I was hooked.
I was on crack.
TikTok crack.
TikTok crack.
So I stay off of that. I know what you mean about Reels. But I don't know, with Reels, I can shut that off. And I what happens is, you know, I'll hit a Reel and instead of going out of it, I'll swipe up and then another Reel comes on. I'm like, no, that's not what I want to do. So I get out of it. I can discipline myself to get out of that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, so good. I can do that. But I'm still checking it in stories. I do get washed up in stories.
Yeah.
You know.
I do too. Same. All right, what's going on otherwise? Dating? There's no dating happening.
I'm not dating at all.
I have a mad crush on somebody so hardcore right now.
You do?
Yeah, darn it. I just don't think it's going to go anywhere. I had an old flame reach out to me and be like, I still have hope. I'm like, what do you mean you still have hope? I don't...
What do you mean? He still hopes that maybe something.
He lives in another state. He's married.
Oh, no.
And I literally said, for that hope to be a reality, you need to be single. And his response was, like I said, I still have hope.
Okay.
So I don't know what that means.
No. But the answer is no.
Yeah. And the same with this other person out of state that thinks that we should be meant to be. No. It's just I'm getting really clear. I'm getting much clearer about just the straight out no. No. And I used to give people a chance and go, oh, I wonder, well, if this happened, maybe, or if that happened, maybe, or if he does this, maybe. And now I literally have gotten so much better about just saying, no, that is just not going to work for me.
And that's okay. I mean, you should be able to say, I want a man who's available. You're not, you're married. I want a man who's within 30 minutes of my, what is that?
My geographical area.
Yeah. Well, out of state, no.
No.
Yeah. And whatever else he's got against him. I mean, I know it can work, you know, la, la, la. There's plenty of books written about that, but we're not in a book. We're living life in San Diego.
Yeah. I just am like, really? Am I supposed to?
No.
What am I, you know, between now and then, like what's, do you have a date on? Like, what do you mean you have hope? Is that going to be in the next year? Is that going to be in the next 5 years? What does that even mean? Like, when is that? There's no timeline on that. There's nothing I can sink my teeth into. Do I even want a guy who's thinking about me while he's still married and making a plan, thinking we're still going to be together?
No.
I just think I just don't want the drama anymore. I want a clean slate with somebody. And my really good friend, it took her 7 years to do a lot of big internal work. And I've recently been doing even deeper internal work, reparenting the wounded child, going back to, you know, inner child healing work and all that childhood trauma healing work. I did a hypnotherapy session that was incredible, that was very much about healing childhood trauma. And so she did a lot of this work too. And she said when she was ready and really understood and finally got to know herself and to a level where she really loved herself and really was taking care of that wounded part of herself and saying, I'm not going to put you in danger anymore. I am not going to put you, my younger self, in a position where you feel unsafe or unheard or unseen or unvalued. And she got to the point where she said, that's it. The next man that worships me and my yoni, they call it, the next man that I'm going to allow to do that is going to be the man that I marry. And she did. She didn't sleep with anybody. She was like, that's it. The next man that I have sex with is, at, or make love to, whatever you want to say, is going to be the man that I marry. And she stuck to that and met the most incredible man, she has a great, beautiful marriage with this loving, understanding, really good guy. And I don't know. I mean, it sounds great. I want to think that I could do that. And is that a level of self-respect? I don't know. I don't know if I can do that. I've been pondering it, but I'm not sure. I don't know. And she's super sexual being like I am, like we are.
Right.
But that's a strong statement.
That is knowing that you're worth having that and going for it.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, those are those childhood traumas that we all hang on to and think, you know, we're not worthy, we're not good enough, we're not this, we're not that, whatever your conversation is in my inside.
Yeah.
You have to think you're worth it, and you are.
Yeah.
But you have to believe that, like, yeah, your head, your heart, your whole being has to believe that. And I'm not there either. My heart and my head don't match up at all.
Yeah.
At all.
I'm getting there. I'm doing a lot of deep work lately.
Well, good.
Like a lot.
That's exciting.
A lot. Yeah. We'll talk about that on another, okay, you know, maybe on the next episode. But yeah, I've been doing a lot of deep work in that way. And it's been really interesting. It's been really hard. It's been exhausting and exhilarating at the same time. It's been very, very freeing. And it's just been, it's actually just been really, really incredible. And I hired a coach for the very first time in my life.
Right.
And so I'm doing a lot of really great deep work right now that we'll get into on the next episode. But I think that's what's been helping me kind of stay calm during this whole situation with Instagram. I'm just sort of getting more comfortable with who I am and okay with whatever shows up, and understanding that I need to handle things differently and calmly and sit back and go through things in a different way and not be reactive to things the way that I used to be, because I'm really passionate and emotional and all of those things. But I'm really learning how to control that a little bit better lately. So yeah, I think that's been the biggest takeaway for me lately, is that I'm learning how to process things differently, better, and being more patient with myself and other people. And yeah, and that's why I'm sensitive to the pressure all of a sudden too,
maybe,
of things.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just the work that I'm doing is sort of waking those things up in me and making me more aware of things. Yeah,
waking up all your senses.
Yeah
that were asleep for a while.
Yeah, probably, maybe. Yeah, I think some things were asleep forever. I think this is the first time some parts of me are being awakened for the very first time lately, especially with the hypnotherapy session. Whoa, that was heavy duty. That was incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And we haven't had a chance to talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. You will flip out what happened and what showed up and what happened and what has come since then, and some sort of epiphanies about the root experience that created a particular emotion or reaction that has carried on through my entire life, that came from a root experience that I had as a child,
right,
including my health is a big one. Why I don't take my health seriously or don't think my health matters is a root experience as a child, why I feel disconnected and not necessarily really don't feel like I fit in anywhere my whole life. There's a very specific root experience that I went back to and went straight into it. And I mean, it has just been incredible. And the next episode, I feel like we should dive in.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that'd absolutely be cool.
Yeah. Well, you and I haven't even had a chance to talk about that, like, personally.
It's incredible. Yeah, it was amazing.
I mean, I've gotten bits and pieces, you know, from your writings and, you know, seeing a few things on the gram.
Maybe that's why they took me off Instagram. I posted about my root experience as a child and they booted me.
No, that was a while ago. That didn't happen. I know. It's just so weird. But you
I
know,
don't post anything on my personal but I think I got hacked. I think it's an identity thing. I think.
But how are they? Know. How do they check your identity? It's not like there's a social security number.
I have no idea.
To your...
Stay tuned. No clue.
I know. That's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's bizarre. But stay
but
tuned.
I think another reason, you know, that you're not affected so much, you're more than Instagram. You know, mm-hmm. A lot of these people aren't.
Yeah, that's true.
And that's so sad. And, you know, you're more than that. So for this little blip to happen, it's not affecting your whole life. Like, mm-hmm. There's a lot more of you in your life than, you know, this little part of Instagram.
Yeah, true. Well, I'm out of cocktail.
You always are.
I always finish my drink first.
I know.
We're drinking these delicious strawberries. Well, I was. Delicious strawberry margaritas tonight because it's really, really hot where our new space is, and we're up and we're on the second floor. So obviously the heat rises, so it's really hot in here.
Are you getting hot?
Yes. I'm like, are you glistening? Sweating? I'm sweating.
You're not.
Yeah, I'm hot. So this has been fun. I'm really glad that we started doing this again. We have a space to come to that's really great. Hopefully we'll be putting out more content, but again, we're not putting pressure on ourselves. I do think we should come back soon, like next Monday maybe. And you're not going to be here. You're leaving, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to Texas on Sunday or something.
Tuesday. I leave Tuesday.
Oh, on Tuesday. Well, maybe Monday. You're going to be packing.
I've
it's
got
be
a
too
work
much.
Event that we're doing a catamaran type thing. And then
I
got to
pack.
Yeah.
Oh, super fun.
It will
fun.
Be fun. Yeah.
Super
We've
fun.
We've done it before.
Okay, well,
so.
Whenever we decide.
I'll probably be back when I get back.
Or when I get back, because I'm in Texas too.
Yeah.
Maybe I should bring a little camera, and we'll do one in Texas.
When we connect,
I'm going to drive down from Austin to go see her in San Antonio, and go to brunch or something. And maybe we just do a little impromptu one at brunch, having cocktails or something.
That would be fun.
Yeah, it'd be really fun.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
We'll see.
All right.
Thanks for tuning in.
Yeah.
This is Dolly and
Dolly.
And if you like our content, share it, subscribe, like it, love it, all the things, hit all the buttons, all that good stuff. And we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye. Cheers.
Cheers.
I'm out.
I know.
Going for another one.